This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning we've got a great show with some really important guests. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this gorgeous weekend. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app and on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you the April 16th Easter Saturday edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for SatMag is Jo Ball. Jo is the CEO of Switchboard, and she will join us in about 13 seconds. Tass is having the day off to celebrate one of the two Easters he can celebrate. Paul is on panel. Fiona's on social media. Gordon, our podcaster, is at home or somewhere ready to do our podcast. And James is doing program support on the front desk. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
I'm really good, actually. I've been in Hobart for the last week.
I know, so you managed to get on a plane and come back. You know, the Titanic, when that ship sunk, they lost their luggage. A bit like flying with Qantas.
No, I ended up with all my luggage, but I did feel like I was close to the drama in Hobart because, of course, the Prime Minister's security detail went off the road in Bass. I mean, Bass is Launceston, I was in Hobart, but I did feel a bit, and with the Chandler bill, I felt like Hobart was the
epicentre.
Well, maybe not Hobart, but Tasmania, for sure. And of course, Anthony Albanese was there this week as well, so I felt like I could have been poly chasing, but I wasn't. I would have liked them to be chasing me, but they weren't. I was just there to see a friend, and I mean, I always feel like in Hobart, I don't know how good people's memory backers, but every time I go to the Salamanca markets,
yes,
I think of that historic, you know, there was always a LGBTIQA plus stall or a gay lib stall, they used to call it back then, and they would hand out the brochures.
Yes.
And of course, they were arrested.
And because, you know, Tasmania was in a lot of ways late to the Equality Party, but now they, in so many ways, lead Australia.
That's right. And that's the thing, I think, is that they have some of the best anti-discrimination laws. No, I'm not going to say some of the best. They have the best anti-discrimination laws in the country. They might have decriminalised in 1996, but they're making up for it every day.
It's an interesting environment, isn't it, Joe, that, you know, how a state and how the legislative framework and the culture changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look back at the past and versus where we are now, New South Wales is still lagging.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, Dominic Perrottet has decided, yes, we will have an inquiry.
Mm.
Glad Bags Bin Chicken decided we wouldn't. You know, so it's interesting, you know, that I find him an interesting character, Dominic Perrottet, because you would think he's actually going to behave a particular way on the basis of his beliefs.
Mm.
But he doesn't. He goes in a way that I wouldn't have thought. And, you know, does things, you know, some of his views and his positions I don't agree with. But I think someone like Alex Greenwich, who says, well, you know, I can actually have sensible, respectful discussions with him and, you know, advance things. So it's always surprising, you know, that you look at what actually happens with legislation and culture, and Tasmania has come so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about New South Wales as well is the Perrottet government just made a huge commitment to spend money on the ACON clinic.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
And other, and across the, I think it was up to 80 million or something, across the whole LGBTI sector, with some of that going to the ACON clinic. And in some ways you can look at that and say, you know, that's a long time coming, and congratulations to all those services that did that lobbying. But it has happened under a New South Wales Liberal government, and that does to be pointed at, I think.
The Deputy Leader, Matt Keane, who this morning has spoken out, I call it the Prime Minister's hand-picked handmaiden, you know, for Warringah. Like, what an interesting choice. The question is, Joe, let me ask you this. There's two questions. Did the Prime... because this candidate was picked by the Prime Minister, mm-hmm. predominantly. Did the Prime Minister... was he aware of the past comments of this person? That's the first question. Mm. Second one is, just two parts. If he did, why did he choose her? Or why didn't he do the research? What do you reckon?
I think some of our guests today will... you know, we'll have some insight into that, I think. Jackie Turner and from Equality Australia. I think he knew, if I was going to put my money on it. I think he knew. I think that political parties have, the major political parties, have the resources to do backgrounding on candidates.
Well, you know, Michael Kroger once said, president of the Victorian Liberal Party at one point, said we didn't have the resources, right, to check people's social media. It's not that hard. It doesn't take that long. And you just wonder, we had an instance in Western Australia, WA Liberal Senator, who, oh my God, there's an election on. I've just discovered I'm a New Zealand citizen, dual citizen. Mm-hmm. Right? I've just discovered this. You know, but anyway, it's, you know, they didn't look at this person's social media. They decided a hand-picked handmaiden was a good idea. So on the show today, we have, and, you know, Tass is going to be absolutely gagging at the bit to listen to this, because he's really pissed off that he wasn't here for this. Well, you chose to take the day off, Tass. Patricia Karvelas from ABC, a member of our community, a public supporter of our community, host of Radio National Breakfast, but previously, what was it called in the afternoon? Afternoon Briefing with PK. I used to love that. So she joins us for a quick chat in a few minutes. Then Stephen Duckett, Professor of Science and Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne, also previously from the Grattan Institute. He's going to talk to us about the proposal by Labor for these urgent care centres. I call them static ambulances. We'll see what Stephen has to say about that. Then Jackie Turner from Equality Australia, the Trans and Gender Diverse Project, the Trans Sports Bans, or proposed, and support from the PM and MPs. And, you know, 0.00004%, so, you know, statistically insignificant, the number of trans women in sport.
But trans women in professional
sport. In professional sport,
I mean, because I think that's the other thing of that statistic, is that it's, or what they're talking about. Because community sports have just gone on with it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about later, isn't it?
Yeah. So statistics. Lies, damn lies and statistics. We have a statistic, but what we actually have is lies and damn lies talked about in this area. Then Joe and I are going to have a chat. So if you're offended by a robust conversation, go and get a cuppa. That'll be at 11 o'clock. Then Simon Eckerman. Simon is the Professor of Health Economics at the University of Wollongong. On the Prime Minister's claim that he saved 40,000 lives during COVID. Then, in the studio, Reuben Kay, comedian from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and the show is called The Bitch Is Back.
I'm ready for that.
I'm ready for that.
I'm ready for some... after this week,
yeah.
I'm ready for some light relief.
From Yeah, look.
Or heavy relief, even.
Well, whichever way we want to put it, we want it... then David Martin, the CEO of Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.